Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by Lantronics, makers of the X-Print server. Print from your iPad, iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit xprintserver.com/twit and enter the offer code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order.
We're going to take your music library and make it a lot more organized.
Oh, today you'll know how to clean up your music library. Love that music.
It's a great theme song by Dan Luders, I gotta say.
Welcome to Know How, the show where we show you how to do stuff, some great tech projects. We've had a lot of fun. How many episodes have we done, Isaac?
This is episode 27.
Wow, 27 projects, things you could do. Everything from putting Linux on a computer to fixing your parents' computer to last week we showed you how to get in shape with your technology.
Get fit with technology. Today we're going to do something. We're going to clean up your music library because if you're like me, you've got a big old library that might have some, I don't know, the most legitimate content. So you might just have tags that just aren't there.
I'll tell you what's wrong with mine. I got duplicates.
Duplicates, yeah.
I don't like duplicates. I have albums, but they don't look like albums. They're like different cuts, but they should really all be in an album. Mm-hmm. They don't have album art. Sometimes the names aren't consistent. Different spellings. Some say Beatles. Some say the Beatles.
Yep.
Crazy. Can you fix that?
For the most part, we can try to get there. If it turns out there's no magic bullet to making this all automated, and I've been trying to do this for a while, and the thing is, you know, it's not just about your organization because, you know, it's nice to have the beautiful album art when you're looking at it on your Apple TV or your iPad or whatever you're using. But it also really helps out to do this project if you're using any of those music matching services like Google Music or iTunes Match. Because if you have everything tagged properly, you don't have to upload everything because those sites will go, oh, yeah, by the way, we know the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, instead of Beatles, Here Comes the Sun with a Z or something
right,
strange.
Right.
So it does help out a lot there. But we asked you guys at home, what do you suggest? So every week on Twitter, I put up a question. So if you follow me as at Iaz, that's my name, here's the question. What program do you use to find tags and art to clean up your music library? And we got a couple of suggestions from you guys out there. Steven wrote in. He said he liked TuneUp Pro. But even then, he still finds out he has to edit things manually. Then there was Roland. He wrote in saying Media Monkey. It's hard to beat Media Monkey. And then Tom Gerke wrote in saying, Music Brains Picard. So what we're going to do in this episode is we're actually going to try out each one of these programs to try to clean up a really ugly music library.
Now, some of these are Windows only. Some of them are Mac only. I think TuneUp, is TuneUp Windows and Mac?
TuneUp is Windows and Mac. Picard is cross-platform, even on Linux.
It's open source, too,
yes.
Which I really like.
And I believe Media Monkey is Windows only.
And now, is all of this iTunes compatible, or does it even matter?
TuneUp works with iTunes and Windows Media Player. Mm-hmm. Media Monkey itself is a media player.
It replaces iTunes.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I mean,
right.
Once you tag those files and clean up your files, those tags stay in them. So when you bring them into iTunes or Windows Media Player or Winamp or whatever player, the album art will be there. The tags will be there. Artist names, albums, all that stuff will be there once you save your progress.
And Media Brains Picard, is that a plug-in? Is that a standalone app? How does that work?
Media Brains Picard is a standalone app. I think we should just get into it.
Let's see these things that work.
Now, the first one that people suggested was TuneUp. So I'm going to launch TuneUp.
This is a commercial program, been around for a long time.
It costs $40, but you can get a free trial. And I really suggest trying out the free trial because you might have mixed results.
Nothing is perfect. We really should emphasize
that. This is absolutely true. Yeah. So what we're going to do is go ahead, and right now I have nothing in my music library because...
So it launched iTunes. It said, oh, I see iTunes, so it launched that.
Right, because in this case, when I launched TuneUp, I synced it with iTunes instead of Media Player. You can choose which one you want. I'm going to take my music test here. I'm going to import it into iTunes.
So this is a messed up folder of junk.
Oh, yeah.
So some of these tags look
great. Like, I got the Rolling Stones, Rock and Roll Circus, got these great tags. But if you look here, I have...
Imperial Teen, yeah, Yoo-hoo, Jawbreakers soundtrack.
That's right. Back in the old days when
I was... That's a Napster title if I ever saw one.
Back in the old days, if you had one of those little janky players, remember like the Rio,
yeah.
the 256 megabyte ones, the only thing that mattered was the file name, really. That's all you needed to scroll
right.
by. You didn't need big, beautiful album art. You didn't need any of that.
No.
That's why a lot of my files look like this mess. And I've got some duplicates, all kinds of things here. So what you can do with the free version of TuneUp...
I think everyone should have three copies of Kashmir on
their
album.
That's a great song.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Awesome.
Now, what you can do with TuneUp is that you can test it, up to 50 different songs to see what you can clean up. So I'm just going to select
good.
A bunch.
All right.
Let's see how it does. So we've got some PM Dawn here, some Rockwell, Michael Jackson.
The really bad ones.
The really bad ones? Let's see. Imperial Teen is a tough one.
Well, you can see missing tags. We don't have album names and artists on a lot of these.
Let's see. I'm Godsmack, Imperial Teen.
In a lot of cases, like the Led Zeppelin track, you've got the name of the artist and the name of the cut in the title field only.
So here's one. I'll dump these in, and let's see. Also, you know what? This one just says X-Men Music. This one I know has been a little tough one as I've been testing these out. So it's going to, right now in the TuneUp, it's checking and trying to match the songs.
So you drag them over one at a time?
You can actually do batches. That's
okay.
One of the best things about TuneUp. It does batches. And when it does think, it's got a great idea. It says matches. So you can expand and check. I have a couple of Queen songs here.
Oh, look. Now, this is a kind of a manual operation. You could see this is what it thinks it is.
Well, what you could do if you really trust the program, just hit save all without looking. That's
right,
up to you.
But I wouldn't recommend
that. Yeah, I don't recommend that either. But if you're looking for likely matches, now this is a strange one, right? So this James Brown song here. It says, New England Greatest Hits. Because I Feel Good is actually available on that Greatest Hits album.
England. It's not even spelled right.
Excuse me.
It's not even spelled right. So this is the legacy of Napster, which is a lot of horrible names, spelling, even a lot of horrible rips.
It also has like a deduper. So if you can find files
that are multiples,
as I have multiple versions of Kashmir there. Let's see. It's got to sync up with the library startup. Because I just imported those things. But if I wanted to have all of these tags built in right now, and I didn't want to change anything, I could hit save all. But if I don't like this album art on New England, as you correctly mentioned, I can uncheck things.
Yeah.
But one of the downsides about TuneUp is that it doesn't give you another option. It's not like I can't right-click it and say, oh, I want a different album art. It's either you get what they give you or nothing.
So you can't hit that triangle and see what else...
These are
the other things.
These are the other tracks
I see.
On there.
So this is that album.
Right.
I get
so you can see that it's track 4. It's called I Feel Good, and it's available on that
compilation. I'm thinking
compilation.
You probably never had New England Greatest Hits spoken word album. That is so mistagged. It's ridiculous. It's not spoken word. It's not New England.
However, Led Zeppelin's got it correct. It's got Physical Graffiti.
They got that right.
Bee Gees,
all three of them.
Greatest Hits. We've got that. We've got that Jawbreaker song.
So clicking
song.
Check would say, yes, that's right. And does it put in all the other tags, too?
Whatever's under this setting here, if you see track name, album, track artist.
I found all of that.
All that stuff will be there. If I wanted to save that, I can save that.
This is pretty good.
So let me hit, let's save some of this. And what you're going to see, there should be a change to these songs pretty soon. So if we look on the left side, all of the names of these songs are going to change. And there should be artist populations here. These things should be.
That's nice. It's changing the genre from other to rock or whatever's appropriate.
It's slowly going.
So much better. Oh.
So I'm cleaning this up.
And now you're going to see stuff that's in the same album appear in the same album folder. It's just going to make such a big difference.
Yeah, so that changes a lot of the things. And that's TuneUp. Again, it's $40. Again, I've seen so many different reviews of TuneUp. I wonder if it's red because if I used up all my options.
You probably used up all your freebies, yeah.
Let me get rid of these here. But anyway, let me clear these. I should be able to save. Clear all. I should be able to save.
It's nice, though. Look at you. It worked.
Supposed to be working.
Yeah.
It was worse in the past. So that's the thing.
It did now, the first 20.
Definitely try it out on your own and see what happens because TuneUp, again, is $40. So if you don't have, if you don't like what it's giving you, don't bother paying for this because I've seen people who've had great success with this. It does find compilation albums. It does find everything you're looking for and it tags the files.
But it isn't free. We do have some free choices though.
Before we get to the free choices, we should thank our friends at Lantronics.
Oh, yeah, because nothing's really free in this world. That's why we have our great sponsors who help pay for all this fine content.
You know, guys, I love Lantronics.
Would you
server.
Work for free?
Would I work for free? Yeah. Well, for this job?
Yeah.
Wait, are you changing? Is this a negotiation?
Curious. I'm just curious.
I used to podcast for free.
Yeah, no, I think we have to pay IAS, unfortunately.
Fortunately. But anyway, back to Lantronics here. I'm a big fan of this. Because
have you used this?
Have you ever set up a network printer, ever?
Yeah, it's a pain in the
behind. It's a real pain, and you never want to change it out, right?
No.
Once you have it set up, you don't want to change that
out. We have a printer that is not here. It's in the basement because it kept losing its settings. It was unusable. This is a great solution. And also, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, it makes it really easy to print to any printer. You know, if you have a USB printer, I know a few of you just can't throw out those older USB printers. The Lantronics XPrint server will turn it into a networked printer. It will also find all the networked printers on your network and make them available to your iPad or your iPhone. You don't have to buy any additional apps. It just works. In fact, it works so well, I had a caller on the radio show a couple of weeks ago who said, I got a complaint about the XPrint server from Lantronics.
That complaint.
I expected to have to download drivers. I expected to have to configure. I expected to do a little more work. I just plugged it in and it worked. What kind of program is this?
That's a phenomenal program.
It's amazing. If you want to, it's for people who want to make older printers, network printers, compile all their network printers into one easy-to-use printer and to make your iOS devices print. It's from Lantronics. You open it, you plug it in, and you print. It's just that simple. It supports 4,000 brand name network printers. The home edition is $99. For most people, that's plenty. That's 8 USB and 2 network printers. That's a pretty big home. If you are in an office, you're going to want to get the $199 office edition. That supports unlimited network printers and up to 8 USB printers. You could share those USB printers, by the way, with every user over the network. So it's going to save you money. I have to say, it is great for an office. We got an email from a woman who administers a school network. She says, biggest pain in the butt, all the printers all over the school. I never had it all working. She said, I couldn't believe it. I plugged in the XPrint server from Lantronics, and it worked out of the box. She was so happy. She sent us an email. She was so happy. I want you to try it. Go to XPrintServer.com for more information and to buy it. And if you use the offer code TWIT, we'll give you free shipping. You don't have to pay for shipping. XPrintServer.com/TWIT, the XPrint server from Lantronics. Really is a cool device.
You know, we did that episode about fixing your parents' computers, and I know a lot of
this
people,
is something they
they've replaced
love.
Their parents' computers with iPads.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if they have a printer that they're used to,
that's right.
You just hook that up, and you don't have to replace your printer. It saves you a lot of time.
Well, you don't want to go to your parents and say, here, Mom and Dad, here's an iPad, and oh, by the way, you have to buy a new printer now. That's not going to work.
You buy that yourself, you put it in the middle, and it takes care of everything right there. So next up, we're going to try to clean up our music library again, but this time we're going to try Media Monkey.
Now, this one's free, although there is a paid version.
Media Monkey is free. It runs on Windows only. There's Media Monkey Gold, which gives you some extra features, which I haven't found them to be necessary because if I have a messy library, I can try to fix it in the free one. It's not limited to like 5 or 50 songs. It'll check your entire library.
Now, unlike TuneUp, this is a media player. This replaces iTunes, even to the point of that it'll sync your songs with an iPod or an iPhone. It does most of what iTunes will do. But it'll even read your iTunes playlist, your star ratings, your play counts, all of that stuff. So you don't have to throw away iTunes, but it's just kind of a great second iTunes player. I think most people on Windows would prefer Media Monkey over iTunes, which doesn't really work that well on Windows.
We're going to hit add and rescan files. We're going to have on my desktop, I have this music test
world. The test folder.
We always do our test folders because, you know, these are ugly. Copy 2, because Copy 2 does not have tags. And you'll see, again, we have all this stuff with
really?
Queen.
Really? The Bee Gees? Really?
Yes. You don't want to stay alive, Leo?
Really?
Weren't we just talking about this last
I
week?
I can
about
tell by the way you use your work. You're a woman's man. No time to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that you can see there's no album art. It looks hideous. I can't find anything. So what I want to do is I'm going to select, let's say, Rockwell and Michael Jackson. What I can do is I can auto tag from the web. That's the one I found the best so far. This also does, as far as I know, if you want to do batches, you have to be doing it for just that one album. You can't select everything.
That's a little bit of a drawback.
You can't do a batch auto tagging. But one of the bigger differences between this Media Monkey and TuneUp is that you get options. So when you select, if we go back to my screen, options are good.
Wow.
Well, look, here's my options here. If I don't want this, well, this Rockwell apparently is the only option there. that's hilarious. Let me pick something that has more options.
You see there how they make money. They give you an option to buy that MP3 at Amazon.com, and then, of course, they get a little Amazon fee when you do. And that's fine with me, right? In fact, it's a convenience feature. You can buy that song if you don't have
the Rockwell.
Copy.
I'm going to find one that I know has more options than that, because that's
how about
silly.
Cashmere by Led Zeppelin?
Is that on multiple things, you think?
I don't know. You used to have three of them.
Let's see. Auto Tag from Webb, Led Zeppelin. Okay, now look. This is what I was talking about, the options.
It's on about 800
That's
albums.
On Led Zeppelin 4, Led
it's
Zeppelin
not
on, 2.
They don't even have New England.
It's not an option there. You can see, though, we got Rock Report, Stairway to Heaven. But there's lots of different albums. So if you're like me and you're like, you know what, actually, I want to control the album
yeah,
art that I
see. I
want
to have it on the album that it's on, not that, whatever the hell that is.
What was
is.
That? I don't know. Let's go to this. I want the colored vinyl version. Like,
there
that's what you
go.
Can do. And what you can do is you can just
now
pick the
talking.
Song you want, which is right here. We're going to hit Auto Tag. And
yeah,
it's going to
go.
Ask you about your image type. You can say cover front, hit OK.
This is more features than a lot of people want, but the fact is a lot of people want that kind of capability, and I think it just does a great
and
job.
And right now you
that.
Can see that there's the album art, wow. and it's changed
somebody
all
actually
the tags.
Took a picture of the paper cover on a vinyl album, and they uploaded it. They scanned it, and I think it's great to have. I love that.
Now, again, this is not great for giant batches. If I want to hit, you know, Control A, and then see, I want to hit Auto Tag from Web, that's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense.
I don't think that's so bad because, frankly, this is the kind of thing you want to do by hand. I know I have 39,000 tracks in my library. That would take me years to do by hand. Nevertheless, batch mode never does a good job. You really do want to check these by hand, I think.
Well, on the Auto Tag, so I got a really poorly named version of a Queen right. song. 00777,
yeah,
right? That's
see?
Not good.
Yeah.
But you can change the name. So I'll just look up Queen, and you'll be able to get a search in just a second because it's going to search the web for it. Here we
look
go.
Look at that. There you go.
So you have, it gives you much more power than TuneUp. But again, it doesn't do batches. It's not automated. And you can't, if all you wanted was album art and you just wanted some kind of tags that were right, because I got to say, TuneUp's pretty on the ball when it comes to the tags. Cover, I think, is the wrong one. TuneUp works in better ways for certain things. But if you like control, Media Monkey is really wow. good and really powerful. Yeah. Windows only, though.
Windows only. That's the only negative. I think it's a great program, and I do recommend it for people who use Windows and an iPod or an iPhone. It really is better than iTunes, I think.
And lastly, we're going to try out Music Brains Picard, which has is it
this
the winner.
This is amazing. It's winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Just with the name alone.
It's okay? an open source program. Now, Music Brains has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Picard is a special version of it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to drag. So this is what Music Picard looks like. It looks like an old file browser back in the day.
Yeah, well, it's Java. That's why. It's very primitive. I think it's Java.
I don't know what it actually
it's,
is.
It's cross-platform.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
It is available, yes. This is on Mac, Windows, and Linux. So it's available for free. I'm going to drag and drop my files in here. Okay, so now, one of the cooler things about Music Brains Picard is you can hit this little lookup option right here, and you'll see on the bottom it's going to try to find the data. And listen, actually, it did work. But what you could also do is you can
Dr.
do...
Dr. John Perdido.
That's not correct. What you could also do, though, is you can scan the file by doing an audio fingerprint.
Wow. Now, that's more sophisticated than most.
This is not on by default. You have to go into, like, yeah. I believe it's in,
that's
in options.
Yeah.
You go into options, and then you go into fingerprinting. This is usually off by default. You just turn it on really quick, and it's got it right. This is 40 licks. This is the Rolling Stones.
Much better.
Under my thumb. So what I can do is I can just save all my changes here.
Look at that.
Also, if I want, I can just hit Command-A. I can
so
scan
this does
everything.
Have a batch mode.
You can do batch.
Yep.
And again, once it's scanning everything, it's going to take it a little bit because I have about 30-something songs. And it's going through a bunch of these files that it looks like OS X made somewhere else, these little dot files that aren't music files. So we're going to hit save. And what we should have in this copy here, once it saves all the changes, we should be having album art soon. Let's see if we can move this up. It's too small. Waiting on the save. Okay, so we got all
you know, this. And the good news is you probably will only have to do this once. And if you then can run iTunes Match or Google Music and match this stuff up, now you got a clean, backed-up collection with all the right tags. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile.
Now, I got to say that, like Leo was saying, there's batch conversions don't always work. Sitting there one by one doing it could drive you crazy. But the thing is, there's no one magic bullet that you could use to take care of all this stuff.
Right.
If you've got a messy library like I do, you're going to have to sit there and pay attention to each and every one of those things, unless all you want is just nice cover art or whatever. You can batch convert things. But if you want it to be accurate, you're going to have to sit there and do the work. And I know that it sounds crazy, because I've done this before with my own library. Just do it like a little 30 at a time.
Gosh, it almost makes you want to buy music, but then no.
That's why my new collection is much better, because then I got...
This is all the old
this
stuff.
Is like,
this is the old Napster stuff.
Yeah, so like if we look at the... This is
back when you were in college and everybody just shared.
This is back when there was Scour.
Yeah.
You remember Scour?
Yeah.
So I'm going to actually try to get... Why is this not working?
Scour. This is your LimeWire collection.
Yeah, so here we go. So look, in the files right now, like I was saying, those tags and the album art are baked into the files. So if you run it on iTunes, run it on Media Player, Winamp, whatever, it'll still have and retain all that data. So we have to correct all those things. But I got to say, you guys had some great picks when it
Very
came
good.
To,
yeah.
to album art finders and tag finders. There's a lot of different options out there, but these, I think, were the best ones we found so far. If you want to dedupe, we saw the TuneUp takes care of that. iTunes has a built-in dedupe.
Yeah, it doesn't dedupe. It just finds the dupes, and then you have to go through one by one. And that's kind of the problem with all of these, is they don't want to be too aggressive. They don't want to do anything for you. So it is going to take a lot of oversight on your part, ultimately.
And I believe Music Brains Picard has a plugin that's available that lets you do an A/B test. So if you have a duplicate
that's
of a file,
idea.
It'll let you listen to both, and you can decide whether
they're
the
really
same or
duplicates.
Not.
They because may just one be maybe live, one maybe studio. You don't want to delete.
That's why I like Music Brains as well, because it does that audio fingerprinting. So if there's a live version, it should sound different from the studio.
That's good.
Unless this band's fantastic, it sounds exactly the same both times. Very rare, because that's very, very difficult. But this is how you could clean your library. So if you did last week's thing, you're trying to get fit and you're all tired at the end of the day, you can sit there and just go and change all your tags. If you want, by the way, on Media Player and on iTunes, you can do this manually. I don't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why you would, but you can. You just have to right-click, get info, and then drive yourself crazy.
One by one.
It's about your OCD. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
you got to be OCD to do this in the first place. This is so much work.
But it's worth it. I'm telling you, the music match services alone, it's worth it. Because my iTunes library, 2,000 songs, it had to upload half of them, which I know iTunes Store.
Did this help it? Did this do a better job?
This definitely did a better job.
Interesting.
So once I had it tagged properly.
Apple claims they don't pay attention to tags.
There's something.
That's very interesting.
There's
Maybe
some
they
things
are,
that
huh?
were different, because I'm like, no, you have this Beatles song.
Yeah.
I know you have
yeah.
this Beatles song because you sell it.
Maybe if it matches in other respects, then they look to the tags to see if you actually think it's a Beatles song, and then finally. I don't know. You know, that's good. It's good to know that you can make it a little bit better just by getting those names
Get those
right.
things together
those
right
tags,
there.
Right.
And that's pretty much everything we got, so... By the way, you guys are like, hey, where are the links? How are we going to know where everything is? Where is Media Monkey? Am I supposed to just Google that? Don't worry. You can do that. But you could also check out twit.tv/KH. We'll have show notes and links, and we'll have all kinds of great... if you want to watch the show again, you could download it. You could watch it in HD. You could speed it up, slow it down, whatever you want. It's going to be available on twit.tv/KH. And if you guys got different ideas, you're like, hey, look, I want to make sure that you know about this program, or I have this show idea, send us an email, knowhow@twit.tv, or send us a voicemail at 408-800-KNOW. You can leave us a nice message, or if you got a tip for us, it'd be great, because I listen to these things, and I read the emails. I'm a little behind right now, but I will definitely be getting back to you guys relatively soon. So thank you guys so much for all these show ideas, because I know some of you guys are like, I got my media center up, and I've got this running beautifully, but I have no cover art for my music. It's driving me crazy. That's one of your ideas, guys.
Very nice. Well, now that you know how to clean up your music library, let's get all OCD on it, all right?
Have a seat and try it slowly.